Next is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, first chapter, text number 43, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on July 30th, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. O Krishna, maintainer of the people, I have heard by disciplic succession that those who destroy family traditions dwell always in hell.
So, family tradition, whose family tradition? Manushyana. Family, Manushyana, those who are human beings, they have got family, and family rituals, kula dharma, jati dharma, just like chaturbarnam maya system, guna karma vibhaga. This is meant for the human being, manushyana, not for the animals. So, unless the human society accepts this principle of varnasam dharma ordained by Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is not considered amongst the human beings. They are as good as animals, because there is no regular, systematic principles of how to live a human being. Therefore, in the Vishnu Purana, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was talking with Ramananda Das, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, what is the actual aim of life? Sadhya sadhana. Sadhya and sadhana. What is the aim? Sadhya means what for this human form of life we have got. That is called sadhya. The goal of life. And sadhana. Sadhana means the activity by which we can attain, we can achieve that goal of life. This is called sadhya sadhana. The Darwin theory, although they are giving some idea of progressive evolution, but he does not know what is the goal of life, why this progress is there. That these rascals, they do not know. They simply, just imagine it, taking some hints from the Padma Purana, Brahma Vaivarta Purana, Asidhin Saturang Chaiva, Jivajatish, Lokhang Stang Jivajatish. There are 8,400,000 types of jiva-jati. Asidhin Chaturang Chaiva Lokhang Stang Jiva-jati. This is already there. Brahmadvi. In this way, the living entity is wandering in the cycle of transmigration and soul. So from this, Mr. Darwin might have taken some hints, but he could not explain properly. He could not catch up that Brahmadvi, who is wandering. So it is a chaos. So anyway, why this living entity is wandering? Not fixed up, So there must be some goal he's hankering after. There must be some goal of life. To achieve that goal of life, that is called sadhā. Why you are struggling here? For happiness or something else, you are struggling. So this question was raised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is the goal of life? Unless there is goal of life, why there is struggle? Why there must be some goal of life, sadhā. And sadhana means the means by which we can achieve that goal of life. That is called sadhana. So Ramananda Rai quoted, because when there is talk between two learned persons, just like nowadays it has become a fashion, in my opinion, I think in this way. Then what nonsense, why who can think? What is your knowledge? But he is very proud. Everyone writes that. The other day, the son, Alistair Hardy came. He also said, it is my opinion. Nobody thinks that he is a nonsense number one. What is the value of his opinion? Nobody thinks. But this is a basic principle. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked by Prakashananda Saraswati that you are a sannyasi, you do not engage yourself in the study of Vedanta, you are simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, because sannyasi is supposed to be always reading Vedanta philosophy especially and all other philosophies. So what is this that you are chanting? Like a sentimental person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, yes, my Guru Maharaj, spiritual master, saw me a fool number one. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it was known to Prakashananda Saraswati, was a great learned scholar in his student life. So he is posing himself as a fool number one. So this is the way Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is presenting himself as a Purisher kit haite muise lobhishta. I am lower than the worm of these two. Purisher kit haite muise lobhishta. Lobhishta means lower. Lowest. Jagai madhai haite muise papishta. Jagai madhai was taken. They are drunkards, woman hunters, therefore they sinful. So Chaitanya Charitamrita says that jagai madhai bhaite muise papishta. Although this is the way, nobody thinks himself as one has become very big man and he has his own opinion to give. This is rascal. Well, everyone should think that I am free. What is my value? That is really learning. Humble and meek. Nobody should think that now I have learnt everything. I can surpass everyone. I have become above all rules and regulations. Now I have become paramahansa. This is rascal. Everyone should always think in fool number one. Therefore they never will go on to become perfect. if we think that now I have become perfect, Paramahamsa, then the spiritual regulatory principles will never be followed, and he will fall down. So, here Arjuna also says, the narake niyatanga vasa bhavati iti anusussuma. Krishna, I have heard it from authoritative sources. He never says, Krishna, in my opinion, if it is done like that, then people will go to hell. He does not give his own opinion. He says, iti, thus, anusussuma, I have heard. This is called parampara system. Nobody should give his own opinion. He must quote the authoritative statement to support his proposition. So similarly, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, what is the aim of life and how to achieve it? So, Ramananda Raya, he did not give his own opinion, that in my opinion, like this. Here also, Arjuna says, iti anusussuma, I have heard it. Heard it means, sussuma, means heard from authority. So, Ramananda Raya said that real purpose of life, goal of life, is to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God. Just like, as we are citizens, what is our duty? We want to satisfy the authority, the government. When one serves the government nicely, in this country he is recognized as knight, he is recognized as Earl, as Lord, as so many, they have got title. Every country, when a person is a very exalted citizen, then he is recognized by the God. So if this is the system in our ordinary life, then the aim of life should be to satisfy the Supreme Governor or Supreme God. Very, very common sense. But they have no Supreme God. They think whatever government we make, that is fine. No. There are so many kingdoms, so many planets. In each planet there is government, there is authority, and above all of them, there is the Supreme Authority, Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. This is the Shastri injunction. There are many controllers. In this planet there is controller, there is another planet. In Brahma is the controller of the whole universe. Just like in our government there is system, one department, several departments is being managed by another director, several director is being managed by another secretary, and the same system. Krishna is the supreme proprietor, Sarva Loka Maheshwara, and he has got many secretaries, assistants. They are called Brahma. So Brahma means the manager of one Brahman universe. And there are millions of Brahmas. Millions, trillions. They're numberless. Ananta koti. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti. Koti. Koti means unlimited. Jagadanna. Jagadanna means universe. Brahmanda or jagadanna. Anna. Anna means it is egg-shaped, round egg-shaped. That's what it's called, Anna. Brahmanda. Bhu-gol. Gol means round. I have heard that before, this time the people were under the impression that this world is square. Is it not? Flat, yes. But in the Vedic Shastra, millions of years ago, it is mentioned, bhugol, gold means down. Just see. And these Yaskas say that formally, people are not so intelligent. They are intelligent because they are thinking this world is flat. And those who have spoken millions of years ago, it is round, they'll have a less intelligence. Gold means round. Gold. Similarly, jagadanda, anna means round. Just like egg. Anna means egg. Jagadanda, this anywhere is egg shape. And you can see also, the sky is round. This is the wall of this universe. As we are here in this small government, our business is to satisfy the government. You publicly, suppose if you decry the queen, or if you say publicly in a meeting, the queen is a prostitute, then what will be? Immediately you will be arrested and punished. In your private house you can say, nobody will hear. But if you say such thing nonsense in public, immediately you will be criminal. Therefore your duty is to respect the queen, to abide by the orders of the government. That is your aim of good citizenship. What is the difference between good citizen and outlaw? The difference is, a good citizen is always trying to satisfy the government by abiding the laws given by the law. So therefore our ultimate goal is to satisfy the supreme government, Krishna, because Krishna is the supreme. These universes, they are Krishna's kingdom. There are many kingdoms, just like we have got many universes within this material world. Similarly, there are many spiritual planets in the spiritual world. These are common sense affairs. Why people will not understand? Therefore, our business is to satisfy Krishna. To become perfect. Satisfy Krishna. Vishnu Aradhyate. So how Vishnu Aradhyate? This is the philosophy. Nati vidu sartagatin ni Vishnu. Suppose in an office, you are immediate boss, some superintendent of the office, you follow his order. Although he is not final, above the superintendent of the office, there is another secretary, above the secretary there is another director, above the director there is managing director. These are common sense things. Similarly, there are many, many controllers. But the supreme controller is Krishna, or Vishnu. So it is common sense affair that our aim of life is to satisfy the Supreme Lord, Vishnu or Krishna. This is common sense. Is there any other reasoning than why you should satisfy? No, you have to satisfy. So this is Vaishnavism. One who wants to satisfy Vishnu, he is called Vishnu. That is Vaishnavism. Vishnu means the Supreme Lord. So everything is arranged to satisfy the Lord Vishnu. So where from it begins? The cats and dogs, they can be trained up for satisfying Vishnu? No, There is no personality. They are dogs, animals. They are simply busy with four principles of life. Eating, sleeping, sex life, and living. That's all. They cannot be trained up that you become very obedient to Lord Vishnu, become a devotee, manmana bhava madhakta madhyadi mam namaskuru. You become the devotee of Krishna. No, that is not possible. Therefore, it is said that manusana, it is the duty of the manusha, not of the dog. Manusya. Usanna kula dharmana manusana. So, human life has got a great responsibility. If you become like cats and dogs, hippies, then utsanna, everything is destroyed. Utsanna kuladharma. They have no family. They don't care for any rules and regulations. Utsanna, everything is destroyed. Jaganna gunavittista. No family life, no taking bath, no what's it, nothing at all. It is possible. I've seen it in Amsterdam. What is that part? Horrible. It changes. This, what was spoken by Arjuna 5,000 years ago, it is now happening. Utsanna, all destroyed. Finished. Kula dharmana, no family life. Therefore, for human beings, it is the duty to understand his position, and it is his duty to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This is the whole plan. Therefore, Ramananda Rai quoted the verse from Vishnu Purana. The varnasrama charvatanga purusena paraptumam Vishnu aradhya. Because the aim is to satisfy Vishnu, to become Vaishnava. To become Brahmana is also a lower status. You will hear from the Chaitanya Charitamrita that our Madhavendra Puri was installing deities. So there are many Brahmanas, caste Brahmana, born in. So in order to give charge of worship to those Brahmanas, he initiated them to become Vaishnava. Because without becoming Vaishnava, nobody has got right to worship Vishnu. Vishnu will not accept anything from anyone unless he is devotee. And Vishnu is poverty stricken that he has come to take from you. He cannot eat, he has no eating means. No. He agrees to accept our offering just on the basis of love. The Vaishnava loves Vishnu, and Vishnu agrees to accept any foodstuff. Patram pushtam phalam puryam yumi bhaktya prajacchati. Then bhakti is meant to, not your palatable dish. Vishnu is quite competent to prepare 1,000 times better palatable dishes than you can offer. But the real thing is bhakti. So Vishnu aradhana means Vishnu, that should be the aim of human life. Vishnu aradhana means one must become a Vaishnava. And Vaishnava means regulated love. Not destroy everything. Finish. To become hogs. That is not Vaishnava. Vaishnava means regulated. Aim to how to satisfy Vishnu. The whole Vedic scheme is there. How to satisfy Vishnu? Therefore it is said, the utsanna kula dharmanam manushana. In the human life, if they do not follow the regulative principles of family life, family tradition, and systematic arrangement of whole division of the society, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, in this way, we can satisfy the Supreme Lord. Our aim is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. And this can be done perfectly if we follow the regulative principles of jati dharma, kula dharma.